This is Akash Mani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on required course of action to combat a big number of hepatitis cases in India. The participants are Professor Piyush Ranjan, Department of Medicine, AIIMS, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor.
First of all, Dr. Piyush would like to know what exactly is hepatitis and what are the causes?
So hepatitis means inflammation of liver. So any etiology that leads to inflammation of liver is known as hepatitis. And if we go by the statistic and medical literature, the important causes are metabolic associated fatty liver disease, which is mostly the liver disease because of metabolic syndrome, number one. Number two, the infective causes of hepatitis, that mostly includes the hepatitis because of viral hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, hepatitis D and hepatitis E. And third important cause of the hepatitis includes hepatitis because of drugs and toxins. That includes alcohol and some of the medicine, and apart from this, the herbal and dietary supplements.
You just mentioned, Dr. Piyush, about viral hepatitis. Now, is there another category called non-viral as well?
Viral hepatitis, so this is the infective hepatitis, and even among the infective hepatitis, there can be the other non-viral causes of the infective hepatitis. Okay. So hepatitis may be because of some bacteria also, some fungus also, some parasites also. And non-viral type of hepatitis, that is not because of the viral etiology. That may include the other microbial infection. And apart from that, as I have just mentioned, the metabolic associated fatty liver disease, the hepatitis because of metabolic syndrome, number two. And number three is the hepatitis because of drugs and toxins.
Now, talking of viral thing and the non-viral thing, is it really a very infectious disease? And the second part of the question is, what are the symptoms associated with it?
The infective hepatitis, as the name describes itself, it is because of the infection and it is quite infective. So, hepatitis A and E, they mostly transmits by orofecal route, like gastroenteritis and typhoid, that is also known as enteric fever. So, this hepatitis also spreads from one individual to another by orofecal route. Other hepatitis like hepatitis C, which mostly spreads by the same way as HIV infection does, that is by the infected needle, by blood transfusion and by unprotected sexual relationships.
So you talk of the infectious nature of the disease as well. So what precautions one must take to avoid? Our listeners would be interested to know how it can be prevented by not getting in, maybe in touch with the infected person or anything like that.
So if you want to prevent yourself from the infective hepatitis, so for hepatitis A and E, which are the more commoner type of infective hepatitis, you have to take all precaution regarding cleanliness. So before having anything, before having any food, you need to wash your hands properly, and you should also watch the food that you are taking. It is always advisable to take the food which you trust are homemade either, or even if you are taking from some other restaurant or some other place, they are cooked by taking all hygienic precaution. So another important thing is that whenever you are consuming any fruit or vegetable, you should wash it properly in the running water. So these are some of the way to prevent from hepatitis A and E. And for prevention from hepatitis C especially, you need to take blood only from the government recognized and accredited labs only, because they screen blood for the possible infection from hepatitis C and from other organ also, including HIV. And apart from that, you should also try to restrain to take from the shared needle, so which is very common among the IV drug abusers. And also, the other way of preventing hepatitis B is by vaccination. Vaccination for hepatitis B is very common and they are very efficacious, so they should be offered to all eligible person for prevention of hepatitis B.
Doctor, I would like to understand, if an infected mother, can she pass on the disease to her still unborn child? Or in the case of a lactating mother, can she pass on the disease to the tooth child?
Placental mode of transmission is well described in terms of hepatitis C and B. And it is also, theoretically, lactation can also lead to transmission of virus from mother to the child. But considering the other parameters, the necessity of or the other protection that a baby gets from breast milk, so this is not actually contraindicated. This is how it is.
So you mentioned that mostly it's a liver disease.
Yes.
So mostly our listeners would be interested in knowing that, what's the basic difference, or is it any of that sort, between hepatitis and jaundice?
So this is a very important question. So most of us used to use these two terms synonymously and interchangeably. So hepatitis is broad umbrella term that stands for any disease that leads to inflammation of liver. Among the signs and symptoms of hepatitis, one of the important signs is the yellowing of the eyes. In technical terms, we call it sclera. Yellowing of eye and that of the skin, they lead to yellowish appearance, which is known as jaundice. So it is important to understand that jaundice is a sign that is one among the large number of the signs and symptoms that can be present in case of a disease which is known as hepatitis.
Coming to a very important question, if at all a person gets infected with a disease, what are the treatments available? That is one. Where one should actually approach? Because I believe we do understand that there won't be many centers all over the country, be it the health centers, the primary health centers, or the advanced health centers, which would be providing any treatment for the disease.
So before I delve into it, we were discussing about the sign and symptoms of the hepatitis. Sign and symptoms of hepatitis, mostly the viral hepatitis per se, includes the anorexia. The person who develops the hepatitis will develop severe distaste for the food, number one, what we call in technical terms anorexia, number one, nausea and vomiting, number two. Number three, after a certain period of time, there can be yellowing of sclera, which is known as the jaundice. Once hepatitis progresses to chronicity in certain type of hepatitis, like hepatitis B, C, and also in the metabolic associated hepatitis and drugs and toxin or alcoholic hepatitis, the patient may develop complications like ascites, means swelling of the distension of the abdomen, filling of the abdominal cavity with water, swelling of the limbs, and apart from that, the bleeding along with the passage of stool, hematemesis, what we call blood in the vomitus. So these are some of the complications or long-term signs and symptoms of the hepatitis. Coming to the treatment part. So since we were talking about hepatitis, as on the date, we have got very effective treatment for hepatitis C and hepatitis B. Hepatitis A and E, they are self-limited disease. For that, only symptomatic treatment. Like when patient is feeling very weak, patient is feeling very anorectic or nausea or vomiting, so other symptomatic and supportive treatment is given to the patient, and patient usually recover in due course of time that may prolong from 1 to 4 5 months. This was about the treatment of the infective hepatitis. The other two important type of hepatitis, which global epidemic, is the metabolic associated fatty liver disease. Type of hepatitis or liver disease which is associated with metabolic syndrome, and in common term we can understand with central obesity. So among those patients, if we want to cure the patient, then we will have to achieve the appropriate BMI, and the most important corrective step is to attain the clinically significant weight loss. So that constitutes about 5 to 10% of the baseline body weight loss over a period of 6 months. If somebody does that, then the inflammation in the liver can be reverted back. So this is apart from the other metabolic parameters, the health of liver can also be taken care by controlling obesity.
You mentioned a very important point about obesity and being overweight. Now, this is one such malaise, if I can say that, which has been afflicting, you know, quite a number of people all over. It is not just about hepatitis or any such disease. Even generally, if we look around, people are, normally we see people being overweight and all. So what do you have to say about that? What would be your advice to the people?
We at AIIMS New Delhi, we have done extensive research on this, and we have found that now obesity, apart from, unlike other diseases, it has a major bearing or relationship with the behavior of human being. The obesity is not a disease because of single human being's behavior, but it is with the behavior of the society at large also. We are living in an obesogenic environment. So right from the start of the day, whatever we do, if we go to our workplace, we tend to consume lot of food items or calorie dense food which we can easily avoid. So this is one thing, and second thing is the physical inactivity that all of us are having, sedentary lifestyle. These are two important things. If I summarize the two important points that can be given to our listeners as a gospel advice, the first thing is always try to avoid ghee, tel, meetha masala. In place of paratha and puri, you should take the plain chapati, number one. And number two, you should have lot of sprouts and ruffles in your food. And never try to take food in between meals. So have your meal only. So whenever we greet anyone, we tend to offer them tea, coffee, blah, blue, and
the,
over
the compulsive munching.
Compulsive munching. So these all are very avoidable. If you want to maintain appropriate body weight, then apart from exercise, you will have to take a control on the food that you take.
You touched upon a very important point of the BMI. For the benefit of our listeners, we would like to know the parameters or the points between which it should normally oscillate.
So BMI, if you want to calculate your BMI, then you should divide your body mass in kilogram divided by your height square in meter. It is available everywhere. Even if you put it in any of the app, then that app will calculate your BMI. So that BMI, if it is more than 23, then you are overweight. I would like to put a specific stress on this because our cutoff for BMI for obesity and overweight is different from that of the Western data. So we tend to have obesity related complication much earlier than our Western counterpart. So BMI more than 23 is overweight and BMI more than 25 is obese. So if you look around yourself in your office among your friend and family, then you will find that almost 60-70% of the people will have either obesity or overweight.
Now coming to a very important point here, vaccination. In the earlier days, let's talk about 20, 25 or 30 years back, probably we did not have the vaccine for hepatitis, you know, that common that we see today. So assuming that a person is of age of, let's say, 30 plus years or 40 plus years, something like that. So generally, he or she would not have been vaccinated in his or her childhood. So any advice for those kind of people?
The vaccine for hepatitis B, which is very effective, was introduced some 20 years before when we were medical students. So at that point of time, it was introduced and it was restricted only to the healthcare worker. It has a specific schedule like 01 to 12 or 016 that you can get from any of your nearby doctor. Now hepatitis B is being covered under universal immunization program and being given to offer to all babies during their early infancy. Compulsory, this is offered to everyone.
Dr. Piyush, that how severe the disease is and if at all one gets to know about the disease in a very advanced stage, what are his or her chances of getting cured, if we may say so?
Hepatitis is a broad umbrella disease. This includes self-limited disease like hepatitis A and E, and apart from this, also the very chronic nature of disease like hepatitis B, D, if there is co-infection. So regarding the prognosis of the disease, it depends upon the specific etiology of the disease or the particular reason for that disease. If it is because of overweight and obesity or metabolic parameter, you control your weight, you are cured. If it is because of drugs and toxin, and if it is because of acute, and if you control it well within the time or avoid the indiscriminate use of drugs, and as it is very commonly nowadays that people use to take herbal and dietary supplements. Mm-hmm. This is, I would like to stress upon the listener that herbal and dietary supplement is most important cause of drug and toxin related liver injury. So one should be very particular about the drugs, toxin and food supplements, herbal supplement that one is taking. It should always be taken with under medical supervision, under the guidance of the experts, be it Ayurveda expert, be it allopathic expert, or be it anyone. You should not take it by, as someone has advised you on WhatsApp. And self-medication is a big menace.
Yes. One very quick comment we would like to have that, what's your take on universal preventive vaccination?
So, as I have already told that the vaccine that is available for the against hepatitis B is very effective, and nowadays it is offered to all newborn as a part of in their early infancy in the universal immunization program. This is now being given to everyone.
And we would like to know about the adults here.
Adults, so as a part of say mandatory program, it is being offered to all healthcare workers. So other adults, it's not mandatory on them. There is no strong recommendation to take it. But yes, this is available freely. They can talk to their doctor and doctor can, with their suggestion, they can take it.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Piyush, and having enlightened our listeners.
It's always a pleasure to connect to our listeners. Thank you very much for inviting.
You were listening to a discussion on required course of action to combat a big number of hepatitis cases in India. The participants were Professor Piyush Ranjan, Department of Medicine, AIIMS, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.